Blog Talk Radio.
Idea Network Radio Show. My name is Charlie Childs Jr. My job is to give you one thing to think about, changing to the positive something in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. And we're talking about what we always talk about here, and that's giving you one thing to think about, changing to the positive something in your spirit, your soul, and your body, about getting across the finish line, getting to the top of the mountain, but also in that process, turn around and see what the Lord has brought you through. And then that process, encourage someone, mentor someone, speak to someone, say hi to someone, and let them know that they can do the very same thing. Today is April 9th, and we are residing and broadcasting from the great state of North Carolina. And what we do here, and we look forward to going around the different areas of the country to be broadcasting. Now, it may be happening very soon. So I want to welcome everyone to today's show. Today's show is about the announcement that we've been talking about and promo for about a week right now, and so we're very excited about that. But, of course, we're going to take a brief break first, and we're going to listen to what we listen to, something to give you something to think about. Again, you know, the theme that we always talk about here, that you always hear from Mary Mary, is that you don't want to have fear. You want to go out there, make a decision, make a choice, be a participant in your life and not a spectator. Again, not having any fear, but even when you have fear, just do it and get it done and wrestle with it.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. I said, I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Fear is not real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back to the show. I was just realizing that last clip, that movie that Will Smith was talking about, that fear is not real, they actually had to battle a creature that actually detected when you were afraid. And that's the only way it can detect is if you had fear. And when you have fear, your body does go through a chemical process. It does produce a different scent, different pheromones. Your blood pressure gets higher. You have adrenaline getting pumped into your system. All these things change you physically. So you have to understand, fear does change you physically. But think about it. If a creature, the only way a creature could track you is if you were afraid. Now, most animals can tell when you're afraid of them, and they will act differently towards you in that process. So what do you have to do to control that fear? Can you control that fear? Are you supposed to control that fear? Well, fear works two ways. One, there's the positive fear that you know you have to amp your game up in order to achieve your victory, in order to get across the finish line. That means you need to do something extra to make sure you ensure your victory. On the other side of that, you have fear saying that you have to run, and you run. When I say fear and run, when I say run, when you see a grizzly, no, you can't wrestle a grizzly down, so you have to run. But also on the other side of that, you don't have to run from your goal. You don't have to run from your dream because it's supposed to be yours. When you claim it, it's yours. When you make the decision to become what you want to become, it is yours. Now, there will always be some kind of doubt. But how do you handle doubt? Doubt is by reinforcing those positive things that are going on and telling yourself that you are supposed to make it and not focusing on why you're not, but focusing on why you should make it. So we're going to take a brief break here. We're talking about what we always talk about here, and that's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through. And in that process, handle your fear. Again, you listen to The Million Dollar Idea Network radio show here on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back. We're talking about what we always talk about here, and it's to give you something to think about today in your life about being a participant and not a spectator. We just started talking about Will Smith and the movie that actually we were talking about, that he was that creature that actually could detect your fear, was a movie called After Earth. Now, one of the premises of the movie, but also has been on the cover of the After Earth, which he started with his son, was that danger is real. Fear is a choice. So, danger is real. Fear is a choice. That is very, very accurate. You can decide whether you want to stand there and not react, or do you want to decide to act on your own behalf. Now, we have many emotions as humans, but our emotions often are a choice that we consciously make. Just like love, you can determine and make a conscious decision to love somebody. Did you know that? Now, love does have all the amorous and warm, fuzzy things, but it oftentimes becomes a choice whether you do or not, and it's that simple. And it's the same thing with fear. You can decide to receive fear in your spirit, decide to receive fear in your mind, decide to receive fear in your body, because all those things will translate based on the decision that you make. So, it's about choice. What do you decide to do? Now, often many times you hear about the hero who lifted the car off the person that was caught under it. You'll hear the hero who was shot 23 times and pulled his friends, his comrades, to safety. What choice did they make? Did they forget about fear? Did they realize the danger? Or was the goal, the vision, the mission, or the destiny more important than the fear? That might be the path to take. Think about that for a moment. Weigh the decision versus not doing anything. Weigh the decision versus doing something. But it can't be prefaced by fear. So you have to decide. You understand danger is real. That grizzly's out there, and if I go out there and tap that grizzly on the nose, he's not going to be happy with me. Or if I want to talk to a tiger up close and personal at a zoo, he may not want to talk the same way I want to talk to him. That's danger. Danger is real. Recognizing danger and taking the correct precautions is appropriate. That's the thing you're supposed to do. But recognizing danger, or some may say fear, which is what's the acronym used for fear? Fear is false evidence appearing real. And basing your decision on false evidence appearing real is not the correct way to do it. So fear is a choice. You can decide your outcome if fear is involved. You can recognize the danger and decide what precautions you need to take in order to mitigate the danger, avoid the danger, or change it from not being dangerous at all. Now, part of this process involves clear thinking, because when you involve fear in it, it does not allow you to think clearly. And that's one of the premises that we have, or we've talked about before, is about thinking clearly. Because if you're thinking on an emotional level, you're going to react in your body as opposed to reacting how you're supposed to be led with the spirit. Let me say that again. You are to react through the spirit, not react through your body. Because if you're afraid, and again, there's a physical manifestation of fear in your body, your pulse increases, adrenaline gets dropped into your bloodstream, your muscles tighten, your senses get heightened. Now, you can receive that same effect in a critical situation. That creates the same effect, but make the choice not to be afraid. Now, again, the individuals that do the heroic acts, you can do those very same heroic acts. You just have to make a decision to do so. When I say a heroic act, I also include those daily things about dealing with your life. Many times people use different things to escape their life, but you shouldn't want to escape your life. You want to be the co-creator, the intentional maker in your life today. Now, people have heard different things. Some people put a list of 100 things you want to do before they die, or 10 things you want to do this year. All those things are well and good. And part of the process is having a goal to work towards those incentives. But fear is a choice. Danger is real. But it's how you handle that danger will determine how real, if at all, your fear becomes. But then again, also, fear is not real. It's the possibility of something happening or the possibility of something not happening. And so you're fearing something, you have the emotions about something that hasn't even occurred yet. And then also, if your emotions are really attached to it, you're imagining all kinds of different ways it can happen. This way, that way, upside down, backwards. But again, don't be led by your emotions. Danger is real. Fear is a choice. Now I'm going to take a brief break. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network. And we're talking about what we always talk about here. Again, that's getting you across the finish line. And we want to make you a 5%er, not a 95-er. What a 95-er is, a 95-er is doing everything else but being intentional and being a participant in their life.
Dimensional, unquestionable, beloved, it's professional. Got a category, my own, and I'm the president. Don't be alarmed, but I'm showing up the resident. With my particular style, particular, extracurricular, smoother and trickier. Throwing up lyrics like a throwable rap jack. You ever chicken me nugget, and I'm a Big Mac, Brain Smack, soloist, having Coca Cola with. Doing very well, cause I took the right road to this. Magic, make the undertaker, wreck the breaker. Get up on the floor, do the heavy shaker. Started with the power, and I'ma end it with a bang.
Thing.
animal, smooth criminal. Dance a lot, dance a little, shuffle through the middle. Don't clock anybody, let them all clock you. Don't be down with anybody, let them all be down with you. Stay self-managed, don't get so taught. Be your own man, don't be bothered, don't be bored. Started with a power, and I'ma end it with a bang, bang, bang.
We got our own thing.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. I said I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Not real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Hey, how you doing? This is Charlie Childs, host of the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. This coming Monday, we're going to be talking about what we've been talking about for quite a while. Death. What is your destiny? How do you get destiny? What? Fine. Monday. Welcome back to the show, and again, we're talking about what we always talk about here. Fear is a choice, and why are we talking about fear? Because it just got dropped into my spirit to talk about it. Fear is a choice. Now, when you say what is a choice, what is a choice? A choice is as easy as whether you want vanilla ice cream or chocolate ice cream. It's just that easy. But you have to make up in your mind what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. Now, what takes fear away? What takes fear away is a couple different things. One, if you have a schedule or you have a performance, let's say you have to perform in front of a 10,000 seat crowd, okay? Now, all you have to do is sing your ABCs. But if you haven't practiced singing your ABCs, you're going to have some little apprehension about singing your ABCs. Now, prior to your performance, if you sang the ABC song 1,000 times and you sing it backwards and upside down, you sing it while you were reading a book or sing it while you were driving in the car, you can have a different level of confidence going in to your performance. So, there's a performance factor and there's a preparation factor. So, what is your preparation for your goal? What is the preparation for your victory? Last week we talked about what do you do after the victory. I guess right now we're talking about how can you get to the victory in that process. It's that preparation. What do you have to do to prepare? Well, you have to have that clear goal in mind and what you're trying to achieve. Once you have that clear goal in mind, then you have to plan a process to get there. The best planning process I've recommended, we talked about this before, is the bag plan. You start out with the end, where you want to be, and you fill in all the steps going back to when you open the door to go out your house, do whatever you need to do. Those kind of things actually help reduce fear and reduce stress. If you say, I'm going to build a house, and you don't have no plans, matter of fact, you even have the wood, and we're going to do it today. And if it's not done, you have consequences, you have to pay money or something. That's going to be stressful because you have no plan, no resource to get that goal, that goal, that vision completed. Now, that's why it's very important once you make up in your mind what you decide that you want to do is to have a plan in place to go towards. Now, the plan ain't going to work every time. And the first time you try, 9 times out of 10, it won't be successful. But what that allows you to do, that allows you to adjust the plan so you can be successful. When we say adjust the plan, you look at the plan, why did it not work? And the things that did work, pull those out. The things that didn't work, throw those away. And then add to what's left. And in that process, as you continue to develop that process, you'll get closer and closer to your vision, closer and closer to your goal, and closer to your victory. Very few people in this world today can say, we're going to go out here and make $1,000 and do that. Just walk out the door. Well, I know a couple people can do that, but everyone can't do that. And that in itself is a skill set that has to be developed, practiced, nurtured. And that's exactly what you have to do for your talent, because your talent alone is not going to translate into you getting success. It can help you get there, but what happens when you translate that talent into skill, that's when it will make a way for you. Because on talent alone, it's like I can be the best runner in the world, but if you don't practice running, that person out there practicing running will catch you. Now we're going to take a brief break. You're listening to the bottom of the hour, and we're going to be talking about our announcement coming up in the second half of the show and the program. I want to thank everyone who's been on today. Also, a quick shout-out to my friends out there. We have some people going through some challenges out there right now. We're keeping our prayers, and also want to shout some victory out to some people. We have some health things that came through. Very, very positive. And I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that. But also some people had some loss out there. There's some crazy things out there, so we want to keep those individuals in our prayers also. Again, listen to blogtalkradio.com/the Mandela Idea Network. Here, it's about getting across the finish line. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. And we're talking about what we always talk about here, is getting across the finish line. And we're just talking about fear. And it all started off with the movie we talked about, After Earth, with Will Smith and his son, but how they actually had to fight a creature that actually could literally smell fear. Fear is a choice. Danger is real. Acknowledging danger is critical, and making a decision to mitigate that danger, avoid that danger, or change that danger into something else. But it is a choice. The choices we make every day affect the future that we have that's coming. So be mindful in the choice that you make today. Do not allow fear. And the reason that we're talking about fear, because fear is being injected into our culture, into our communities on a regular basis. So you have to be intentional about how you manage what you receive in your spirit. So I always tell people, individuals, families, friends, don't watch the news before you go to sleep, because the news is their job to find the worst, the baddest, the ugliest stuff at night so they can be entertaining for you. But your spirit is very sensitive to what you see and what you hear and what you think about prior to you going to sleep. So at that particular period of time, you should have your own theme, your own music, your own setting, your own way to relax so you can have restful sleep. Getting restful sleep is about having that balanced component in your life, that balanced component for your body and your mind and spirit. Rest is critical. So if your rest is disturbed by what you see before you go to sleep, you're not going to get any rest. You're probably going to dream about what you just see prior to going to sleep, or what you talked about prior to going to sleep. So be mindful, intentional about what you feed yourself in terms of your gates, what you see, what you listen to prior to going to sleep. So I would suggest, prior to going to sleep, 30 minutes prior to laying down and closing your eyes, set the environment in not only your room, not only in your house, but also in your body. So you want to dim the lights low, play soft music, so your body gets used to a rest cycle. And rest is critical, because if you can't get your rest, it affects your decisions and the decisions that you do make, and also allows you to be susceptible to fear, because you're fighting sleep because you didn't get rest. And so it's going to make you fearful in whatever areas that you have to perform in. So rest is critical. Rest alleviates that stress. If you're alert and not falling asleep at the wheel, that's completely different. Being alert and falling asleep at the wheel. Falling asleep at the wheel, you have instant fear coming towards you. Don't be in that situation. Make the decision to plan prior. Plan, make a determination, make up your mind that you're going to have rest. That's critical in your life, rest. Again, that's at the bottom of the hour, 35 after. We're talking about what we always talk about here. But now coming up, we'll take a brief break and we'll talk about what we're announcing for today, which we're very excited about, and also what it means about the future.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy.
Yeah.
Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. And our big announcement today is that we will be going to a internet radio station. We're very excited about this, and we've gone from 1 hour format to actually the capability and possibility to adding different programming at our own radio station. And we're very excited about that. Does that mean for you? That means for you that we can actually put more content out about what we talk about and how we do it. It don't have to be rushed in an hour setting, and also be able to explore and delve into different topics of life and also of victory. And so we're very excited about that. That opportunity has come after a great deal of review and process and how we want to do this. Because we know there's a lot of content that we have for you, we want to make sure that you can get that content most efficiently and effectively. Also meaning that we've also joined in the process of taking on some technology partners. One technology partner that we use right now is Audacity. And also coming up, in addition to that, we're also going to have our own app, our phone app, meaning that you can take us wherever you go. You don't have to listen to us on the internet all the time, but you actually listen to us on the phone. And so with that programming is going to come different things, different opportunities for both business, nonprofits, and individuals. And so in that process, in the event that you have an interview with us on a radio show, you can actually have that interview listened to on our application. The application is also going to be for business. Business is going to be able to connect with us in that process in terms of what they're doing, how they're doing it, and also they may have the ability to actually give you specials in real time. So if you're standing at Amelie's and Amelie's comes across and sends you a coupon because you've been listening to us, then in the next 10 minutes, if you've been listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network, you can have a coupon or free coffee on us. So we're talking about being mobile. Also in that process, we've taken on, again, some technology partners to make sure we're ready for the Google change that's about to take place. But most of you, or some of you, are not aware of the Google change that's taking place, is that they're actually changing their algorithm about how they rate and manage different websites on the Google system, the Google search engine. Now, what happens is that now most websites are not mobile based or mobile phone friendly. And so what they found out is that a lot of the searches end up ranking the mobile websites faster than your regular desktop website. So I encourage you that if you don't have information on this, to go get information on this to make sure your website is mobile friendly. Because what you don't want to have happen is that if you're ranking high right now, and because if there are algorithm change that your ranking drops from 1 or 2 to 50 or 222 based on the new change, okay? So everyone should be aware of this new change. It's been out there in the tech community for quite some time, but also in that process, if you already have a mobile website that's already, your website is already mobile ready, you have nothing to worry about in our position for a continued success and greatness. Also, again, we have coming up our new radio station, which, again, is going to actually provide us to give you greater and deeper content. Also, we have a new app that's coming out that you will be able to use on your daily basis and also be able to contact different businesses in the event that you have a certain need or an idea or something that you need to be needs to be translated. So, very excited about this. I want to thank the Lord and also want to thank everyone for their support and getting us to this next level. It's a different level going from 1 hour show to being able to be on a radio station or internet radio station that has a programming format versus a 1 hour format. So we're very blessed and respect. We want to thank everyone who supports us in the process. And also the journey continues. And we're going to walk with you. People are going to have the valley experience, that valley moment in time. But when you go through your valley experience, what are you supposed to do? Continue walking through your valley experience. Don't stop. Don't sit down. Continue to walk. Because when you get to the other side, when you get to the top of the mountain, you're going to look back and say, yeah, it was troubling. It was trying. It was difficult. But you made it through. Again, we're very excited about this. And we'll take a brief break here. Again, we'll be talking some more about this later next week. We actually will be announcing our technology partner next Tuesday. And we may have them on also in the future, having an interview with us here on the Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, we want to thank everyone in that process and who's supporting us to get through that process. Again, we're going to take a brief break. Again, you're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back to the show. Again, the Million Dollar Idea Network is going to go internet radio, and we're going to talk about it more next week. Coming up this Monday, we're going to be talking about destiny. Again, what is your destiny? How to get your destiny? What do you need to do to have a destiny? All those questions we'll be talking about this Monday. So stay tuned for Inspiration Monday here on the Million Dollar Idea Network. Also, we'll have our new app out. In addition to our new app, we actually will be completed at the end of May. And so we'll actually, prior to that, we'll be approaching different individuals and businesses that may want to participate in being on that application. So stay tuned for that. Also, if you would like to have an interview here on the show, feel free to give us a call at 704-879-1354. And we'll have a discussion. We'll talk about it. What we always talk about here again. You know, the direction that we're going in, you know what we talk about, and we know we want to send something encouraging out there, a good idea. Coming up in the month of May, we're going to be having for the month of May, we're going to do our Strangest Secret month of May. We're going to start May 1st and actually go through the 30 days of the Strangest Secret program. And those who like to participate, I highly recommend it. Those who participated with us last year, come back again because you'll always find something new. And the hottest 27 minutes that have been around for the last 50 years. Again, every encouragement, you know, self-help, everything that's been written in that aspect for business and personal life has been on a basis and has taken things from The Strangest Secret. Again, The Strangest Secret is not so strange. It's been around for over 50 years, propagated by Mr. Earl Nightingale. And if it's over 50 years old and it's still as relevant as it is today as it was then it has no choice but to be very good. So I encourage you to listen to The Strangest Secret so you can understand about being intentional and understand about what you feed your mind. So what you think is what you become, and you have to be intentional in that process. Again, we're excited about our new technology partners coming out. We have one other one coming out also in addition to that. Just stay tuned. Hang with us. And then, you know, we're looking forward this year to be at 50,000. And so you could be 50,001 or you could be 49,999 and be 50,000. So we're going to look forward to that. Also coming up, according to our site here, we have over 500 episodes. But we're actually going to do an official show for that. And also it's going to be in the latter part of May, early part of June. Now, of course, we're going to talk about the family. We're going to have a special week about the family in terms of family management, family security, family safety, also relationship management in the family, all those things that you should be taught as a child so you can have a successful life as an adult. So those adults will be listening. These are things you can do and gather for your children to also enhance their ability to be successful in life. Again, just covered a little bit, but again, we cover a lot because now we have a radio station to be on to broadcast and also put programming out there, so we're very excited about that. So we'll be announcing our technology partner in that also next week. So again, I want to thank everyone for being on. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be back with our final commentary for today. And also, I need to use one other thing here. Hold on. Again, it's about breaking the ceiling. It's about breaking what? Glass. So you can get to the top of the mountain. Again, listen to blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network.
For those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
programming note, we're actually opening the 2015 Neighborhood Gallery Tour is being opened up this weekend. So if you want to participate, if you want to apply to become part of the 50 artists, it's going to be on their artwork's going to be on a 6-month tour going to 6 different cities. We highly recommend it. It's an outstanding production. Our sponsors have come online. We'll be offering mini prizes, and we're actually going to have a presentation for that Tuesday next week on our show. And so if you're an artist, if you're a painter, if you're a sketcher, if you're a drawer, if you do charcoal, if you do painting in terms of oil or acrylics or watercolors, and you want to go to a different part, a different region of the country, and be introduced both to the local media and also on the social media level, this might be something you may want to apply for in order to become a part. We highly encourage you to do that. Again, we'll have a presentation on that on Tuesday's show, and on Monday we'll have what we always have, and that's your Inspiration Monday. And there we're going to be talking about destiny. And then also Wednesday of next week, we're going to be talking about the new technology partners that have taken place, and that we'll go into detail about that. And then in addition to that, we'll have possibly an interview by then or an interview later in the month in reference to that. So very excited about that. Radio station, new app, 50,001 people, that's the way to be. But all it's about helping someone, helping you get across the finish line to the top of the mountain so you, not me, so you can see what the Lord has brought you through, because the Lord brings us through everything. Again, I talk about all the time, it's not your wit, your intelligence going to bring you through. It's not your strength and how many muscles you're going to bring you through. It's your strength and spirit. It's going to bring you through anything that's going on in your life. In order to have that spiritual strength, you have to be intentional about building it. Want to be healthy? You got to exercise and eat the right foods. The same thing goes with your mind. You want your mind to be healthy? You have to exercise your mind and eat the right foods. You want your spirit to be healthy? You want to exercise your spirit and eat the right foods. And that's how you have to do it. Again, fear, it's a choice. Choose to live and not die. Fear prevents you from living life. Don't let fear do that. If fear is preventing you from living life, that means you become a spectator and not a participant. Again, I want to thank everyone for being on the show today. People have called in, the people listening in the archive. That's very exciting because we get a lot of archive listeners too, and along with our live listeners. We're very excited about that. Our highest rated show in terms of numbers of people calling in and listening. And archive listening was our Monday show. And again, you know, with Will Smith, you want to listen to that. And that's 10 minutes of about, you know, we have on our website now. Mr. Will Smith has some things to talk about in terms of success, in terms of what he had to do in his past, some experiences his father brought him through that helped formulate his determination, his drive, his intellect for success. And yes, you have to have an intellect quotient for success to be successful. Again, listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. Again, my name is Charlie Childs Jr. It's my job to give you one thing to think about. And for today, that is all I got. Copyright 2015. Keep blessing how I favor love somebody. Because we love you and God loves you too. That's all you really need to know right now. Drive on and be victorious.